Alright, umsazi nanga ngithembisile ngathi sobesikhuluma nosisijenesi namhlanje ekuseni kowakho umsakazo nakanjani sikhuluma ngezizinto ey'thinta imali khona ke indlovukazi namhlanje ekuseni umsazi nakho sisijenesi sawubona sikwamukele.
Hello, Mona Andile Nabalaleli. How are you?
I'm very good, and how are you, sis?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good, thank you. Sibingelele negenge ePM.
I wonder how ungakanani kusekhona light brown. Into engichaza nge light brown bafike bayigcobise, bamaqeda ukugcobisa bese bayayiphephetha ebusweni. Angazi bashisa yini. Yashisa le mpahla. All right, sister.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu wena.
Ngimnandi kakhulu sisi wami. Singena kwi Money Tuesday namhlanje siyabacebisa ngezinto ezithinta imali. Ukuthi ngempela bayekele ukuthenga i-light brown sekhona amanye ama cosmetics a right manje abangakwazi ukusebenzisa ebusweni babo. So kubalekile ukuthi bakwazi ukusave imali yabo bayekele light brown, eh?
Yebo, yeah, bayisebenza kakhulu ngiyazwela ngayo.
Ubona umuntu esephaphathekile nama cuticle, yini cuticle? Yeah, those things.
Oh gosh.
All right, sisi wami singena kwezinto ezithinta imali. Yazi abanye abantu bethu siyazi ukuthi abanye abantu imali besihluleka kakhulukazi ukuyisebenzisa imali noma mase kuzikhathi ezifana no-December sivele sisebenzisa imali for how many days? For 3 days? Mhlaka 16, mhlaka 25, mhlaka 31. Imali siphelile emva kwalokho. Mhlawumbe singabacebisa kanjani ke when it's come to year end financial reviews? Singabacebisa kanjani abantu kufanele bacebiseke when it's come to emalini?
Yebo, Andile, injalo ibuhlungu kakhulu indaba ka-December because emva kwaloko sekuJanuary abantu sebehlezi bakhala and we've been going through January. Every year we go through January.
That's
every
true.
Year. So
yeah.
At this point in our life we should be financially aware and be mindful of January. But angibasoli because festive, that's where we spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time we're not prepared because we didn't plan for it, we didn't think about it. And I guess that's why we're here, to help people and keep them mindfully and cautiously aware of how much spending is wrong with December, not January, so that they can be financially prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
So during a financial review, I think this is the best time actually, because we are a week and a half away from November.
Yeah, yeah.
And then shortly after November, it's December, and that's where all the spendings happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then imali siphelile then January. So siyabomashonisa, siyakhala, sifonela bomalume, sifonela everybody that we can think of, and we're trying to run away from that.
Mm.
It's been a difficult year. We're still going through COVID. We cannot run away from that.
Yeah.
So it's the best time now to review your finances and see if you were able to be disciplined throughout the year and save a bit of money. And if you're that person who was able to still save during the difficult year, kudos to you. Well done. Give yourself a pat on the back. You've done very well. And now what you want to do with the money that you've saved, you want to plan for it ahead and make sure that it takes care of you since you've been disciplined throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
Make your budget now for December and January if you're going to be going home, because we know normally tina singabantu like goli, tina siye emakhaya sadole like goli, sisi like goli. So kulaba baye emakhaya, this is the best time now to check ukuba ekhaya how much you're prepared to spend in terms of ukudla, because sizohlala siyadla, siyabraya, kukhona abantu abathinta nogologo, how much you're prepared to spend for all of that. Make your budget now and split your savings. Ama savings wango January ungawathinti kuze kufike January, and use that money for December now, because you don't want to be traveling at Mamos in December, then you see ama specials, you see ama sale everywhere, and then you start spending a bit more as well. Spend now for everything that you're prepared to do in December. This is the best time for you to spend now. If you're gonna be going home, uzothenga ticket to le bus, le banoi, this is the best time to do that. If you're in this motor, check if your motor is roadworthy, because that's where other expenses come in with the motor. Getting a new spare tire, getting a mat brakes, getting all those things, make sure that you fix them now, other than having those expenses in December.
Sure.
And then imali ka January ungayithinti until 2 January, and all the other expenses that people would normally pay, ama debit orders wa first week of January, you want to make sure you take care of those now if you can pay in advance pay. And then for those who were unable to save throughout the year, I guess this is the great time for you now to see how best you can salvage the situation. It's never too late when it comes to saving and being disciplined with money. Now is the best time to start, as you're finalizing your October and November budget, see how best you can squeeze in my expenses that December, mm-hmm. and see how best you can still save for January. Because if you know you're going to need a little bit of a boost of 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000, you know yourself how much money you normally need during the course of the month.
That's
now
true.
Is the best time to find a plan on how you're going to squeeze it in November and December and save for that. And everything else that you think you can pay for now, I think now is the best time to pay for it now and make sure that when the time comes, you've already spent a bit more and you are safe, which is in the way you're supposed to pay early in January or late in December.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say, yeah.
Okay, no, I think we should say that. And I think we should say that. 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 I know I save. Kona loko nganu kwazi kusave. Ikona kubalekile ukuthi makufika ikhadi zabo January. You know, January vele kusala amanzi efrijini, kusala utamatisi noanyanisi. Abantu ngenxuthi kuDisemba abantu bahlulekile ukusave. Kahle kahle akufuneki nokuthi uzube na more than 10,000. Even 500 rand, you can be able to save.
Injalo, yeah, but so November, squeeze in the 500 rand. It's going to go through a long way for you in January, I promise you. And if you can buy, in terms of ugudla, there are foods that are non-perishable that can help you. Isn't this one? And I'm a tin fish, I'm a kenwa, oh, bojisi. Isn't ezinga moshegi.
Yeah.
I know with the milk as well, we're going to be a long life that can live up until July next year. So isn't this fun analysis that you can buy now? I would also recommend that you buy now and save them, store them in your cupboards. I know isn't this fun and no rice, and then put isn't ezinga moshegi or shesha. So you want to buy those things in bulk and save for that time of the year where we go back to Makona, because we don't spend about December. That's the nature, that's what happens. We're excited, we're traveling home, we're seeing friends, we're seeing family, kids are at home, wonke umuntu usendlini, funeke singwa every day,
imali yaphuma.
So save yourself a little bit more if you can, yeah.
Thank you so much, Tano. So I'm saying, I'm going to call you next week. Next week, I'm going to call you. Isn't it? I'm going to expenses. Which is funny. Since the country is in the December, not January.
Yeah, but in
China.
So thank you so much. Hashtag Tuesday.
You're going to call you. Thank you so much. Since Janet is going to call you. Since the 18th, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you.